The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning to some of you, good afternoon to others. Welcome. It is Dorf on Sports. This is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Jeff Rich with me as he is each and every week. Fred Wallen as well with me as he is each and every week. You can get involved, 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit us up on Twitter, at by Jeff Rich, at Dorf on Sports. Be sure to check us out here at Sports Byline USA. A lot happening in the sports world. All-Star Weekend. Did you think it was good? Did you think it was bad? Did you like Zach LaVine and the show that Aaron Gordon put on in that dunk contest? How about Klay Thompson beating out his teammate in the three-point contest? And guess what? 4 days away from pitchers and catchers reporting to some ball clubs for Major League Baseball. Got to welcome in the cast of characters. First, let's go out to Southern California and welcome in Fred Wallen. Fred, good morning, man. How are you?
Gorgeous day here in Southern California. No question about that.
Yeah, beautiful day here, too. And that's how I know that spring training is definitely coming around the corner, because the last, like, week and a half, 2 weeks have just been beautiful here in the Valley of the Sun. And that means that, you know what, sooner or later, summer's coming, and the boys this summer will be playing right on our backyard, to be honest with you. Jeff, excited or not excited about spring training?
Great couple weeks in the Valley of the Sun. The weather's been great. Baseball will be great. The weather will be appropriate. Cannot wait.
Fred, before we take a quick pause, I know we got to get to a break, but All-Star Weekend, how have you thought of All-Star Weekend?
Haven't watched a minute of it. Watched the tape of Zach LaVine from UCLA winning again on the slam dunk contest. But
how much of your life is on your computer? What if your digital files vanished forever? It happens to families and businesses every day. Viruses, hackers, human error, anything can happen. That's why you need Carbonite Cloud Backup. Carbonite automatically backs up photos, music, spreadsheets, all kinds of files, and it makes it easy to restore them. Start a free trial today at Carbonite.com. No credit card required. Use offer code MUSIC to get 2 free bonus months if you decide to buy. That's Carbonite.com. Offer code MUSIC.
You, the guy piling groceries into his pickup. You got a truck for a reason, remember? So get some Firestone tires and go do truck stuff. Show the world Rocky Road ain't just ice cream. Drive up a mountain. Make it Mount McKinley. The long link carbon reinforced Firestone Destination AT tires cutting through the terrain. At the top, plant a flag that says do truck stuff. Find your truck tires at FirestoneTire.com. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MY-TV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MY-TV.
At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call now, 877-499-MY-TV.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895. 800-760-4895. 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
Thinking about vision correction? Make the smart choice with IQ Laser Vision. Dr. Robert Lin and his staff have performed over 40,000 LASIK procedures. Here's what patient Matt Lindstedt wrote.
I recently had LASIK surgery with Dr. Lin and his team. I now see 20/15 in both eyes. I couldn't be happier with the results. Because of my experience, my dad decided to have LASIK surgery with Dr. Lin too. I would recommend them to anyone.
So, visit IQLaserVision.com. That's IQLaserVision.com for more information.
IQ Laser.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. This is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Got Fred Wallen. He's a political guy in Los Angeles, California. We got Jeff Rich and the Dorf Man, who like to talk sports here and there every now and then. And you know what? Since you're on the topic of politics, I do think that this is kind of cool. I don't know if you happened to watch the Democratic debate the other day, something kind of cool about that particular building. I don't know if you happened to catch this. I did write this on one of your posts about the debate that night. That happened to be where I was. I grew up in Milwaukee, first and foremost, and that's where the Democratic debate was the other night. Right. And it was at the UWM campus now. But formerly, that was my synagogue growing up as a kid. And I spent many of times on that very particular stage. I was a bar mitzvah on that stage. I don't know if you happen to catch on my Facebook page when my cousin actually posted a video from 1983 of my whole family on that particular stage, or bima, whatever you want to call it. But I really thought that that was pretty cool. I knew that building very well, and seeing it as a place where they were having a democratic, a political debate, to me, kind of gave me shivers, the chills, if you will, just because I myself have been on that very stage in that very same building. So I thought that that was kind of cool, if you want to talk a little politics, Fred.
Well, you know, when Hillary said that she'd be making history being the first woman that, of course, ever was nominated for the presidency, I was waiting for Bernie Sanders to say, yeah, but I'd be the first Jewish person to ever be nominated for the presidency. But he never said that. So, yeah, it was an interesting night. And I didn't know about your background there, obviously. It was a great I thought it was a interesting debate, and versus last night when it was a screaming match as far as the Republicans were concerned.
Yeah, I mean, look, that's at this point, I think that that's what we get when we're talking about politics. It's a screaming match, and who can be heard loudest, you know? And for that matter, that's why I think you're seeing a little bit of success, at least at this point, for Donald Trump, because of the way he goes about things. And that's not my cup of tea. I don't know whose cup of tea it is, but let's move on to bigger and better things, and let's talk about sports. Bottom line is, I don't know what you thought. Like you said, you know, it's kind of weird because the three of us are like Tony Kornheiser this morning, because truth be told, none of us are that interested in what happened in All-Star Weekend. But with that being said, I did watch it, and unlike you guys, I thought the dunk contest was one of the better ones in a long, long time. Obviously, you don't have the star-studded cast like you do with the Michael Jordans, the Dominique Wilkins, and those guys. But truth be told, I think we had two unbelievable dunkers in Zach LaVine and then also Aaron Gordon. They put on one hell of a show, Fred.
Well, you know, I've seen Zach LaVine. Of course, his 1 year at UCLA, and I saw him in a couple of practices before that. He's got like a 41-inch vertical leap, which is much higher than anybody else. So he's got a major advantage going in. and he's won in his first 2 years in the NBA. Congratulations to him. And Aaron Gordon, of course, was near perfect also. So, yeah, I saw the tape of it. It was an interesting night, if you like that kind of stuff. But I don't imagine the ratings too high as far as TNT concerned this whole weekend. And I don't know what happened, but I guess maybe because there is no Michael Jordan. Maybe that's it. I don't know. But Zach LaVine, certainly a good player and a great jumper. No question about that.
Let me ask you this. You know, Jeff and I have talked about this a lot. The Golden State Warriors have a bunch of great players. We all know that. But truth be told, there's something to winning the three-point contest as far as your team going to the finals and winning the finals. I think on the list of winners, Peja Stojakovic in 2001 or 2002, 2000, something like that, maybe the only guy that his team did not go on to win the NBA championship that season. Last year,
That list has to be longer because Jason Capono was with the Charlotte Bobcats, I want to say, in like, you know, 06, 07. And I know for a fact the Charlotte Bobcats didn't reach the NBA finals.
Okay, the bottom line is Larry Bird was on that list. I don't remember the list exactly. I'm not seeing it in front of my eyes right now. But I just thought it was interesting that three-point shooter winners, their team winds up winning the title. I just find that fascinating, Fred. I don't know why, but I find it fascinating.
Well, I mean, it's an interesting stat to go by if it's true. 48-4 is not a bad beginning of the season. They certainly are the favorites right now. The other two teams that possibly could win it, I would imagine, would be San Antonio and Cleveland. And we'll see what happens the rest of the way. But obviously, they are the team that you like watching. You really do. They seem to get along very well together. All the guys on the team, Green, of course, from Michigan State, can do a little bit about everything. I never thought when he was playing at Washington State that Klay Thompson would be this good. And, of course, Steph Curry has been unbelievable. No question about that. So I would say the Warriors, I know the Warriors are the favorite right now in Vegas, and San Antonio and Cleveland right behind.
Hey, let me ask you this, because Jeff and I have talked about this too. First and foremost, the only thing I'm watching in the NBA is the Golden State Warriors. I hate to say it, but I'm watching because I want to see history broke, okay? And Jeff doesn't want to see history broke. He thinks that the way that it works now, it's easier to win compared to the 90s or whatever, when the Bulls were doing it, when guys were hacking the you-know-what out of each other, and now the game is a little different, and I understand what you're saying, but I don't think the greatness now is any different than the greatness back in the day when Jordan and the guys were doing it. At the end of the day, they're both fantastic. This is a different style, but does that mean it's any less is it any less than what it was back in the day when Jordan and those guys were doing it and winning at an unbelievable clip? In your opinion, Fred, is this a worse brand of basketball than that, or are we comparing apples to oranges here?
No, I don't think it's a worse type of basketball at all. Listen, if you look at all the records in all sports, we're getting stronger, bigger, faster, and whatever the case might be. So, no, I don't. It's a different style. But I don't see it as any negative because it's a different style. I mean, obviously, they happen to have a lot of good three-point shooters on the team, and they've got Steph Curry, who I don't know if he's the best three-point shooter I've ever seen in my life, but he's the quickest three-point shooter I've ever seen in my life. Yeah. I mean, it's impossible to guard him because he can't he can go back to 27, 28, 29 feet, and he's just as capable of making the three as he is from 23 feet. So they're just guard him.
Not only that, it seems like he doesn't even have to have the ball in his hand very long. I think that's what's most impressive. He literally gets it in his hand and he releases it. It's gone. Jeff, explain to Fred and I what is so much better about that old brand of basketball versus this new brand of basketball where guys don't get hit and clobbered as much. And I think that that's really the stem of your argument, if I'm hearing you correctly, yes or no?
Absolutely. You know, I think that there's less balance in the league. I mean, you have some just dreadful teams in Philadelphia and the Lakers. You know, the bottom line is with this many teams in the NBA, with 30 teams in the NBA, you get nights off. You get nights off on road trips. You get nights off across the board. So I just don't like to see it. And you get, you know, there is no threat to go to the hole. You don't get knocked down. You get the touch foul. You go to the line. You might get the end one. I think it's just easier for the teams that are at the top to win when it's so, you know, when it's so imbalanced.
Let me just say this, man. At the end of the day, if I remember correctly, basketball is a non-contact sport, but you want these guys to go out there and clobber each other and hack each other. That's not what I want to see. We'll get into it more on the other side. Jeff Rich, Dorfman, Fred Wallen. It is Dorf on Sports, and you're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We'll be right back.
We all know healthcare has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits. And you're now required by law to have health insurance or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of Insphere Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984. And has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. This is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Lots and lots of things happening in the sports world. Thoughts and opinions encouraged, welcomed. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit us up on Twitter, at by Jeff Rich, at Dorf on Sports. Be sure to check us out here at Sports Byline USA. And shoot Fred an email, sportsfred@aol.com. We got you covered in every week. which way. Fellas, let me ask you this. With what Jeff said about the NBA, with what I've said about the NBA, I personally feel like the only story, the only thing I'm interested in, obviously we got the trade deadline coming up, which could be interesting in the sense of seeing where Dwight Howard may be and some of these other guys that have some contracts coming up here at the end of the year. But the only thing I'm watching is the Golden State Warriors, and I am very intrigued to see them break this record of the Chicago Bulls. I think they have a tough task ahead of them, even though I think it's very manageable. They have another 7-game road trip. I don't necessarily think they play the greatest teams on that road trip, but as we've seen in the past, back-to-back nights in the NBA are difficult. 7-game road trips are difficult. If they go 5-2 on that road trip, I like their chances. If they go 4-3 on that road trip, I don't like their chances as much. If they go 3-4, I really don't like their chances very much. And as Jeff said to me earlier, look, they haven't done that all season long, so how in the world do you expect them to go there and lose? Hey, man, I don't know. It's the NBA. Anything can happen, just like the NFL, any given Sunday, any given night in the NBA. We talk about how bad these teams are. Well, on any given night, the Philadelphia 76ers maybe can step up to the occasion. They had a tight game with Golden State, if I'm not mistaken, a couple of weeks ago. So my point is that even though the NBA is watered down and there isn't as much talent and there's only 3, 4, maybe 5 teams that could win a title, they could be beaten on any given night. Look, the Milwaukee Bucks beat them, for crying out loud. And like I said, that was a back-to-back night, game 7 of that road trip. So with that being said, I'm looking forward to the Golden State Warriors breaking this record, and I want to see them do it. How do you feel about it, Fred?
I think anything is possible. Would I like to see them do it? They seem to be a lot of nice guys on the team. I have nothing against I like Steve Kerr. I liked Walton as the assistant coach and, of course, the head coach for most of the first half of the season. And the guys on the court seem to be nice guys. So, it's you know, records are – it's corny, but it's true. Records are made to be broken. I mean, I certainly didn't like Scottie Pippen, and, you know, he was part of the all-time record. I liked a lot of the old Philadelphia 76ers. The Bulls knocked off their record, and somebody eventually is going to knock off Chicago's record, and it certainly could be this year's team because nobody's ever gotten 48 wins in their first 52 games in the history of the National Basketball Association. And I'll tell you something else. I mean, you can say the league is watered down, but it was watered down at any point. I started following it. You know, there were like 8 teams, and then there were 9 teams in the league, and there were a couple at the bottom, and then 6 of the 9 automatically made it into the playoffs. So, I mean, it's just a different period of time. I mean, but again, in the 80s and 90s, there were teams watered down. In the 60s, there were teams that were the league was watered down. And now in 2016, there are some part of the league that is definitely watered down. I mean, obviously, you're talking about the Nets and the Philadelphia and the Lakers. I mean, they're three of the worst teams you're ever going to find.
You can even throw the Suns in there. Jeff, Jeff, to your point about it being tougher to win back in the day, I guess I don't necessarily – first of all, I'm not following you, but I don't necessarily understand that philosophy, to be honest with you. The game is 48 minutes back then. The game is 48 minutes now. They've changed things maybe with the shot clock and this and that and the other. But ultimately, what is so – different, and why do you think it was tougher to win back then versus today for the Golden State Warriors or anybody for that matter? And let's be honest here, San Antonio is having a fantastic season as well, guys, and we're not even talking about them. They're like a couple games behind this fantastic Golden State Warrior team, Jeff.
Well, you know, Golden State deserves the praise. You know, they swept the Eastern Conference champion. The game on Cleveland's court, very significant.
Yeah.
You know, and they blew out, you know, they blew out the San Antonio Spurs, you know, maybe without Tim Duncan, but who really cares about that? You got to play with the team that you put on the court. You notice I don't make excuses about who wasn't on the court for Cleveland throughout the finals. I mean, they just lost to a Golden State team that's very good, and I think that they're going to get the record. This is a Coke Pepsi thing, man. This is just the, you know, if you give me 272-10 teams, I'm going to drink I'm going to drink those 96 Bulls every time.
Yeah, here's where we differ. I think it's great when you see history being broken the same way that Fred does. And like Fred thinks, I think records are made to be broken. And you know what? It's great to have the record, but it's also great to be a team or a person in a position to break that particular record. And I think watching the Golden State Warriors is a lot of fun. I really do. And you know what? Maybe that's just what it is for me, is it's just a fun brand of basketball. And like Fred has said earlier, you can tell these guys like each other on this team. They want to break this record. Like I said, I saw an interview with Steph Curry and him talking about this record. And you can see they want to break it, man. And I think that that's cool. I really do.
I think, Dorf, I think it would be cool if somebody, bested the 72 Dolphins, because I'm kind of tired of seeing them for the last 40 years.
It's
all in the eye of the beholder. It's, you know, it might be an acquired taste. It might not be, but I certainly haven't acquired that taste for the Warriors.
Yeah, well, and I think a lot of that, again, man, is a lot of sour grapes and a lot of bitterness that your Cleveland Cavaliers last year got.
But I didn't have those sour – I didn't have any sour grapes over the San Antonio Spurs when they swept them in 2007. That argument can come to the table, but it doesn't dominate the conversation with me.
Well, to me, it's one of those things where – look, I'll give you this, and I think Fred would be on the same page. If the Cleveland Cavaliers had their full arsenal last year in the playoffs, maybe they would have beaten the Golden State Warriors. I'll give you that, maybe. I don't know, though, to be honest with you. When I look at the makeup of that team, I really think it's very difficult for anybody to be able to beat them 4 out of 7 games. I hate to say it. I just don't see them having 4 off nights. Do you see them having 4 off nights, Fred?
Obviously, they're the favorite. There's no question. And isn't the reason we watch sports to see new things all the time? So as far as beating a record that, you know, has been there, I mean, that's one of the reasons I think everybody watches sports, to see if somebody can score 61 points if the record were 60, and if somebody can win one extra MVP in the NBA or the NFL, whatever the case might be. I think that's one of the reasons that people follow sports, to see can somebody break records or set new records or things like that. That's why we watch the Olympic Games, I mean, for things like that. So, I mean, I disagree
with that,
Jeff.
Speaking of that, you know, this Kobe Bryant tour that he's going on this year, you know, with it being his last season and obviously letting everybody know about it. You know, I saw a ticket price, and I can't even believe what I saw in Milwaukee to see Kobe Bryant play his last game in Milwaukee. Courtside seats were going for over $7,000. Look, I think that that's just stupid at this point. You know, you're not seeing the Kobe Bryant of old. You're seeing the Kobe Bryant that can barely play this game. So, and I'm not trying to be mean in any way by saying that. I love Kobe. I love what he's done for the NBA. You know, I love the championships he's had and whatnot. But truth be told, that's a crime to have to pay that kind of money to see somebody for the last time, especially when they're not half the man that they used to be. So what is the fascination with anybody and everybody about wanting to see people play their last game and be willing to pay ridiculous amounts of money to do it? Do you have any clue on that, Fred?
Well, I just think they want to say that they were there the very last time a guy played But $7,000? You got to be kidding me. I mean, that's ridiculous. Yeah. I mean, you know,
I would think it's like that. Hey, Jeff, just out of curiosity, I know, you know, when Cleveland just played the Lakers, any idea of what those tickets were going for to see Kobe Bryant?
You know, I saw on Twitter, you know, I'm not in Ohio, but I saw on Twitter a lot of locals to the Northeast Ohio area said they love Kobe. They'd love to see him play in his last game, but those ticket prices were just absurd.
Yeah, I can't believe it. And, you know, let's kind of get into some of the other things that are going on in the sports world on the other side, but we do need to take a quick pause for the cause. But a lot going on in the sports world. We haven't even mentioned we did in the open. 4 days away from pitchers and catchers reporting, at least in some cases, to Major League Baseball spring training. Bottom line is, man, this is all coming together, and the sports world just never ends. It's always happening, and it's moving and grooving, even if we don't want it to, which is what's crazy. Anyways, got to take a quick pause for the cause. Jeff Rich, Fred Wallen, Dorfman. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Build a better bathroom today with help from Lowe's, where you'll find great deals on everything you need during the Kohler Dream Bathroom event. So hurry into your neighborhood store to get 10 to 15% off select Kohler and Sterling bath products that are sure to transform any bathroom. Don't miss out on all of the great savings happening right now at Lowe's. Selection varies by store. Valid February 11th through March 13th, U.S. only.
Hey, you woke up today. Big win. Time for a reward. Right now at Burger King, get two hot and flaky croissant breakfast sandwiches for just $4. That's two croissant for just $4 at Burger King. Piled high with crispy bacon, fluffy egg, and melted cheese, and they're two for $4. That's a breakfast deal so good, you may just become a morning person. Get the two for $4 croissant deal today, only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation vary.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings. Savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Sports Byline's library of more than 12,000 interviews is a treasure. I'm Ron Barr, and we want your help in protecting and building this treasure. Please check out sportsbyline.com/funding and watch the video. In appreciation for your help, we'll send you a special commemorative collection of interviews. Also, tell your friends. You'll be helping preserve and grow the library for today's sports fans and those in the future. That's sportsbyline.com/funding, and thanks for your help.
Calling all motorheads, it's time to rise up and pay homage to the Freak Nation. Or just flip your fat radio on to Speed Freaks every Sunday night at 7 Pacific on the Sports Byline USA Network. Join me, Kenny Sargent, with Statman and Crash Gladys for a freak of a good time as we drop in on the biggest names in motorsports, from IndyCar to NASCAR, the drags to Supercross, and a big-time rock and roll band from time to time. That's Speed Freaks, Sunday night to 7 Pacific, 10 Eastern on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. This is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Fred Wallen with me. He's in Los Angeles, California. You can get involved. 1-800-878-7529. Those Are the Digits. Hit me up on Twitter at Dorf on Sports. Shoot Jeff, also Jeff at By Jeff, at By Jeff Rich. And then shoot us here at Sports Byline USA. Fred, 4 days from some pitchers and catchers reporting for spring training. I know you're down about the Dodgers, but with that being said, are you excited about Major League Baseball coming this season?
Well, I love baseball. I love baseball and college basketball have always been my favorite sports. And now with the one and done, I would have to say baseball is my favorite sport. I'm only down on the Dodgers because I just think in the off season, they have put themselves, well, the magazines are out, the annuals are out, yep. And they win the division 3 years in a row, and now in all the magazines, they're basically rated third. So obviously Fred's not the only person who's down on the Dodgers.
Okay.
The writers of the magazine articles and the annuals are also down on the Dodgers because the Giants and Arizona both in front of the Dodgers as far as what people think might happen in 2016. So it's not Fred. Fred's not alone. I mean, they made too many mistakes in the offseason. They let Greinke go, which was a horrendous mistake. Of course, December of the year before, they let D. Gordon go, and all he does is lead the league in hitting, steal 58 bases, and also win the Gold Glove. You can't do any worse than that if you're the new guys with the Dodgers, the Guggenheims and the Andrew Friedman, who's taken over that position, and they've got like 10 guys under him. So apparently they didn't think that Andrew's doing such a great job all by himself. So Fred's down on the Dodgers only because they're not favored to win because they shouldn't be favored to win.
Yeah, and like you said, the D-backs have gone out, made moves, at least on paper, have made themselves better. Again, we don't know what will happen until they hit the field. But, Jeff, how do you feel about Cleveland moving into, obviously, spring training? Are you excited about Cleveland this season?
A little bit. I'm a little bit excited. That pitching rotation, it's got to add up to wins sooner or later. But, you know, you have the defending world champions in the division. Chicago's getting better. Detroit's always spending money with Mickey Ilitch trying to chase the title there. So not a lot of optimism there, but a definite amount of excitement as we approach the time for pitchers and catchers to report to Goodyear, Arizona for spring training.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's literally, it is right around the corner now, and truth be told, I don't usually get that excited about spring training because it's like happening every day, and it's right in my backyard, and maybe I'm a little bit spoiled about it, but with the way that the weather was, you know, about 3-4 weeks ago when it was really chilly here, and again, I'm somewhat spoiled in this sense, you know, when it's like 30 degrees and we're freezing our butts off here, the rest of the country is obviously in much worse shape. But with that being said, the last couple of weeks have been absolutely beautiful, fellas, and I know that this means spring training is in the air, summer's right around the corner, and the boys of summer are going to be hitting the field pretty darn soon. So to me, at least this year, I'm looking forward to it a little bit more than usual. And what's really cool is, you know, you go by all the different stadiums here, Fred, and you see the countdowns of when pitchers and catchers are reporting and whatnot. You do kind of get a good feeling about what's about to come and the optimism, obviously, of all the new sports that come, you know, with the NFL and your team potentially having the chance to win a Super Bowl. But the same goes for baseball. And, you know, I know the Brewers don't have a chance, but optimism is out there for many teams. And this is a good time of year to kind of get involved and get closer to these guys. Because as we all know, spring training is the most excessive or the most availability to get to these guys where they are able to give autographs. And they're actually like kind of happy to give back to the fans a little bit.
You know, I used to do Dodger talk, of course, in Southern California for the Dodger Network. And so for a few years, I went to Vero Beach. And that's 3 years I will never forget because it was something really special. So I agree with you. I mean, it's a different environment. I still think the Dodgers made a mistake. I think Vero Beach was so special. They, even though it's a 3,000-mile hike, I think they were better off there than under the McCourts when they moved to Arizona. But Vero Beach, to me, I'll never forget those three years, those 2 weeks that I spent each time. You got to know the players, got to know the area. It was something that, I'll never forget. Spring training's fun.
Yeah. I mean, it's just I just think the accessibility, you know, that they're actually wanting to, you know, give back to the fans. And you just don't see that during the regular season, at least for the most part. You don't see that during the regular season. Well, go ahead, Jeff.
How about the fan excitement there? I mean, you know, if you drive down the 101, you can see ballparks on both sides of the highway here in Arizona. You got Salt River Field, home to the Rockies and the hometown Diamondbacks there. And then you have the Cubs. And if you've never been to a Cubs spring training game, especially a home game at their new ballpark at Sloan Park in Mesa there, Cubs fans treat every game in March and sometimes even in February like it's the seventh game of the World Series. It's really something else for about the first six or seven innings. And they actually keep the fans in the ballpark through seven innings when you got your double-A guys in, because the seventh inning stretch is such an institution with Chicago Cubs fans.
Yeah, no, I mean, I agree. Look, it's a great time for people to get out, enjoy themselves. Obviously, the weather's great. You can see a bunch of different ball clubs. You can see guys that aren't going to make it. You can see guys that are obviously going to have great seasons and whatnot. It is definitely a great time of the year. But it kind of leads me to something, and this is going to take me back to the Super Bowl. And we're talking about guys and how they're so great and how they're getting out and giving back to the fans. And I kind of want to just get your guys' take on the way that the Super Bowl went down. We haven't really given our props out to Peyton Manning and the Denver Broncos for winning the Super Bowl. And congrats to them, and congrats to Peyton for the opportunity to ride out in the sunset. And you know what? They won. Again, I'm not going after Peyton. I'm glad that he won personally, but I almost feel like Denver won in despite of Peyton Manning, to be honest with you. And that's kind of where I'm going with this. Cam Newton, on the other hand, was the face of his organization, potentially the face of the NFL moving forward. Do you think that he hurt himself by the way that he handled himself on the field, first and foremost? And then after the game, we all saw the post-conference interviews and whatnot. It kind of left a bad taste in my mouth, to be honest with you, because truth be told, I was praising this kid all year long, and I thought he had a fantastic year, and I thought he grew up a lot. And then when things didn't go his way, we saw him be the guy that he kind of really is. And to me, that was a real letdown. I'm not so upset about a guy being angry and upset that he lost. What I'm upset about is the fact of the matter of this guy not giving a lot of credit where credit was due. And when you win, you have to know how to win gracefully. And when you lose, you have to be humble in defeat or humble in victory, however you want to call it, whatever you want to say, however you want to spin it. But to me, that was what was disappointing about Cam Newton, is the fact that he's a terrible loser. And look, I respect a guy being upset about not winning in the biggest stage, in the biggest spotlight. But what I'm not a fan of is a guy not giving credit where credit is due. And the fact of him saying they didn't do anything special and this and that and the other, that leaves a very, very bad taste in my mouth about a guy who, all season long, when he was winning, it was cool to dab and cool to give balls to kids and whatnot. But then when you lose, you completely change who you are. What does that say about the character of Cam Newton to you, Fred, first and foremost? And then we'll get to Jeff's take.
Well, are you shocked? I mean, historically, we talked about this. I mean, last year, Russell Wilson loses basically in the last play of the game, and he sits there for 30 minutes and talks to the media. Now you got Cam Newton who answers one question and walks away. Cam Newton's always been Cam Newton, and nothing's going to change that. And, if you're the NFL, you hope that Russell Wilson is the face of the league in the future and not Cam Newton, because one of them, they both can play very well, but one of them has got character and the other one lacks character. And basically they're almost the same age, and Russell Wilson's even a little younger. And they're just two different type individuals. One's on one side, one's on the other. One will do the right thing and one won't. And that goes back to Newton and Auburn, and nothing's going to change that in my mind. And that's what we talked about a few weeks ago here. So, I mean, you know, it just the way it is. He was brought up with the word entitlement comes into play. He thinks he can act any way he wants to, and apparently he can. He gets away with it.
Jeff, your take on Cam Newton and obviously how he handled himself. We all know it was poorly, but how does he recover from this as well, Jeff?
He wins. He doesn't like losing. If he wants to be a sore loser, hey, and I'll give him a little bit of credit. Nobody wants to see anybody pat themselves on the back and console the situation when you went out and lost the biggest game of your life. So I'm not going to, you know, I'm just not going to hold it that much against him. I know that he's had his faults in the past, and, you know, we've evaluated that, you know, ad nauseum on this program, but I'm not so much bothered by it. Maybe I'm bothered by it in the moment, but I don't think this sticks with him. What sticks with me is that Peyton Manning played in four Super Bowls and he didn't give an MVP performance in any of them. And I think that when we look at him, he's going to be a Hall of Famer. But when we evaluate him, I think that it's fair to look at his playoff record. It's fair to look at how he performed on the big stage. And, you know, he's got two Super Bowl rings, and, you know, I'll applaud that a little, you know, for a short while. But at the end of the day, you got to, you know, when you play in those games, you got to step up. You got to give MVP type performances, Hall of Fame type performances if you are a Hall of Fame caliber player. And in the big moment, Peyton Manning, despite the victory last Sunday, did not earn that spot with me among the legends, just because he never played particularly well in the big game and he had four opportunities.
That's fair, but at the same time, man, it is a team game and everybody has to go out there and play well. And in this case, the Denver defense, at least for him this season, was absolutely incredible. And offensively, they didn't have to be that great. But you know what? Something that bothers me about this whole thing is the fact of the matter of sportsmanship. And I'm just going to make this real quick. At the end of a tennis match, when you see these guys play in the finals, Nadal and Djokovic, Federer and Djokovic, anybody, whatever it is, the loser speaks so highly of his opponent and gives all the credit in the world to his opponent after they've been out there battling for 3 or 4 or 5, however many hours it is. So I actually really don't agree about Cam Newton and how he was. Again, I like the fact that he doesn't like to lose, but you have to handle yourself in a much better manner when people look up to you as a role model. And truth be told, I think that the best sports out of anybody, in all honesty, are tennis players, because they go out there and they battle and they kill each other for 3 or 4 or 5 hours. And then after the match, the winner and the loser have nothing but great things to say about each other. And for that matter, Serena Williams on her on-court interviews after matches is the same way. Once she gets to that presser, it may be a different thing. But truth be told, I love the way that tennis players handle themselves after winning or losing a huge match where they're making millions and millions of dollars. Anyways, got to take a quick pause for the cause. I know we're up against it. So we're going to be back with our final parting shots. Fred Wallen, Jeff Rich, Dorfman, it is Dorf on Sports. And this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777, 800-507-3777, 800-507-3777.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707, 800-949-8707.
We all know healthcare has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits. And you're now required by law to have health insurance, or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242, 800-614-1242, 800-614-1242.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of Inspire Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. Final segment here on this hour of Dorfont Sports and the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Quick reminder, this hour number one will rebroadcast 9 a.m. Pacific time on Monday, so check that out. We are live every Sunday, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. Pacific time, so be sure to check us out here on Sundays as well. But obviously, got to thank Fred Wallen and Jeff Rich for their contributions, as you guys do each and every week. And at this point, we always kind of give our closing shots or parting shots. So, Fred, you're up first for today. What's on your mind?
Hey, it was a great Friday for American Pharoah, the Triple Crown winner. He had an affair with 11-year-old mayor named Untouched Talent, and I'm sure the foal will be able to run very quickly. And American Pharoah was smiling, I guarantee you, after the affair that he did have with Untouched Talent.
Jeff, what's your parting shot, brother?
My parting shot is regarding Peyton Manning. You know, if you compare the size of his head coming out of Tennessee with the size of his head now, the Barry Bonds comparisons are definitely fair, and he's got HGH allegations coming up against him. As far as the sexual assault allegations from back in his time at Tennessee, notice that the news was broken by Sean King, the noted liar from the Daily Cause, who writes for a New York publication and gets police officers killed and incites riots among Americans.
Interesting. And you know what? You and I are somewhat on the same page. My shout out goes to Aaron Rodgers as he had his knee looked at and scoped and whatnot. Feels pretty good. And you know what? I'm feeling pretty good about the Green Bay Packers next year winning Super Bowl 51. You heard it first here from Dorfont Sports, by the way. But anyways, we got to kick it for Scott, for Jeff, for Fred. Thank you, guys. I'm the Dorfman saying peace. We'll see you next week right here on Dorfont Sports and the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Hey! Guess what?
What?
This, ladies and gentlemen, concludes our show.
Maybe do it again sometime?
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.